So here's some good news. We're making a Here Be Monsters live show, and it's going to be a little bit unlike anything you've heard before. That's because it's about infrasound. Infrasound is this kind of sound that exists all around us, all the time, but falls just outside our range of human hearing. And despite being fairly hard to detect by conventional means, hearing them with our ears, infrasounds affect our moods and they affect our perception of the world strongly. Let me explain. The entire time I've been talking so far, there's been a pitch playing under my voice that is incredibly, incredibly high. And I can reveal it to you by pitch shifting
everything down just a little bit right now, so that it becomes visible to your ears. You see what I'm saying?
Now this live show, it's about the other end of the spectrum. Sounds that are just too low to hear, too bassy, which is called infrasound. Infrasound is all around us and seeps into our perception all of the time. Infrasound exists both in strangely beautiful and strangely terrifying ways.
It's natural that the reaction to an unknown sound is one of fear, but it is more surprising that within the case of infrasound, it also enhances positive feelings as well. And that's much harder to explain. It's hard to imagine why any of our ancestors or animals would react positively to something unknown like that.
And that's why we're doing this live show. It's something that's best experienced live, not only because the speakers that we'll have will be big enough to reproduce some of these bass tones, but also because this is just something that's going to be best experienced in a small setting with people around you. You'll hear stories about how infrasound nearly destroyed the astronauts of the Gemini mission. And you'll hear stories about giant car stereos that are so powerful that they can pop an eyeball out of your head. You'll hear stories about ghosts that you can see that are made entirely of sound. And stories of infrasonic weapons that are used by militaries. And stories of infrasonic weapons that are used by tigers. And perhaps most beautifully, you'll hear the songs of the humpback whale, whose vocal range really puts all other members of the animal kingdom to shame.
I was in Southeast Alaska, fishing on my parents' boat. I got up at nighttime to go outside, and I hear a sound like, "Ew!" It was sort of startling, because it's usually so quiet. Moving from one pitch and gliding up, gliding down, or gliding around, in that way it was almost like questioning. They were very beautiful.
Once you get into the water, You hear your breath a little bit, Darth Vader, like, you know, you can hear this breath. So I started to dive down deeper and then kept diving further and further down to 30 feet where you could hear this orchestra. Stutters and trills to long, streaky, deep sounds with, you know, this longer resonance. It's absolutely beautiful. It's melodic and this sonar symphony.
So this show, Terrible Resonance, is going to be really different from anything you've heard before. You know that on Here Be Monsters, we like to take the intersections of science and belief and art and mix them together in new and unusual ways. And we're going to do that live with you. So if you want to come to this show, we have a button up on our website right now that says Request a Live Show. Click it and you'll be able to tell us a bit about your city, and we'll do our best to come to you. Our website is hbmpodcast.com. On the other hand, if you're listening from New York City, You actually don't have to request anything. And that's because, and this is the exciting news here, that's because the very first performance of Terrible Resonance is already scheduled for March 22nd. That's a Sunday, and it's at Union Docks in Brooklyn. Union Docks is a great space, but seating is going to be very limited, so go ahead and buy your tickets right now before they run out. You can find details and a map and the link to buy tickets at our website. Again, that's hbmpodcast.com. And so at the end of this inaugural live show, there's going to be a really special guest. His name is Joe Morgan, and you've heard me credit his band countless times on the show before. He's one half of the ambient electronic duo Phantom Fauna, and Joe's going to be there with some giant speakers, and I'm going to clear out all of the chairs in the room. We're going to push everything to the side, and Joe's going to play these two beautiful and low sine waves. And through this neat property of sound, in the middle of the room, there's going to emerge this invisible pocket of infrasound, and you'll be able to step into it, and you'll be able to experience what it feels like to have your entire body jangled by an unseen force. So you heard a couple voices in this promo. You heard me, I'm Jeff Ettman, I'm the lead producer of Here Be Monsters, and I'll host the live show. You also heard excerpts from interviews with Trace D. Goodmanson, Carrie Payden, and Mike Goldsmith. Here Be Monsters' story editor is Bethany Denton. And if you have questions about this live show, you can use the hashtag HBMLive. Currently, there's only one tweet with the hashtag HBMLive, and it has nothing to do with this show. I just want to read it for you. It's from a guy named Yola Maine, Montana. Aw, shit. It's going down tonight. Hashtag HBM Live on stage, Club Heat, Dope Kitty Gang, what's up with you? So go ahead and do it. Buy a ticket for our New York show or request a show in your city. You can do that at hbmpodcast.com. All right, thanks for listening. More episodes soon.